A West Kootenay father is trying to turn personal tragedy into something positive by building a mountain biking trail in memory of his son. On a cold and icy morning in December 2024, Corey Conboy's 8-year-old son Everest was killed in a vehicle collision with a snowplow near the Paulson Summit outside of Castlegar. Conboy says Everest was outgoing, friendly and inclusive, always wanting to play with other children and making adaptations so that everyone could participate in games and activities. He was a bright-eyed, animated sweet boy, says Conboy. In the dark days following the tragedy, Conboy found himself stuck indoors and stuck in his head. It was his friends in the West Kootenay mountain biking community that encouraged him to get out of the house and into the outdoors as a way to deal with his grief. On a January bike ride, Conboy found a new sense of purpose and a way to remember his son. He said he found a sense of joy from getting out and getting out of the house, and realized it was good for him. It also made him think about how Everest had loved biking ever since he began riding at the age of 3. The family liked to bike together and had set a goal that 2025 would be the season that Everest would try what he called the real trails since his strength and skill levels were maturing. The lack of beginner-level trails in the Castlegar area had kept Everest from experiencing mountain bike trails at a younger age. Conboy reached out to the Castlegar Parks and Trail Society, CPTS, about partnering together to build a beginner trail as part of the Merri Creek Trails system. His goal was to design a trail that would be inclusive to all skill levels and fun for the whole family and turn the tragedy into something positive. "I just don't want everybody to forget about him," said Conboy. "The project helps keep me positive and keeps me moving." Conboy, with the help of family and friends, has been working on laying out and clearing the trail since the snow melted. The flow trail will be a little over a meter in width and have a smooth base. Flow trails typically feature banked turns, rollers, and other features that allow riders to maintain momentum without a lot of pedaling. The trail is now ready for the next phase of development, which will require machine work and hiring a professional trail building company. The estimated cost to complete the work is about $90,000. Conboy and CPTS are hoping that others in the community will catch the vision of the memorial trail and donate to help see it finished. If you would like to help, cash donations can be made to CPTS, which is a non-profit society that can issue tax receipts. E-transfers can be sent to castlegarparksandtrails@gmail.com or you can donate online through the society's website, friendsoftrails.org. Please include a note that states the funds are for the Everest Trail. Conboy is also organizing an online silent auction. If you would like to donate an item to the auction, contact evereststrail@gmail.com. The auction can be found at zephy.com/n-saw/ticketing/everest-memorial-bike-trail. Information and links will also be posted on the CPTS Facebook page. The auction will close on October 25. There will also be more opportunities for volunteer labor during the final stages of the project that will be announced at a later date.